Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. This is Deborah Bouffet with the Dream Vision 7 radio network right here on WBNW 1120 Boston, the People's Station. And you are on the Love by Intuition show, and we're all about bringing people together in love and helping people come to a better place within, peace within, love, ease, all that good stuff, and giving the tools to help you get there. Our special guest today is Marianne Robot. She is the owner of the Robot Center for Advancement of Energy Healing, and she is a practicing shaman, Success Unlimited certified coach, a Center for Creative Leadership coach, a whole brain specialist, and the author of Going Off the Deep End. And what she has shared is that energy healing, training people to be shamans, channeling a spirit called Sage, who works with individuals to shift their lives. She also has approach in writing about now and takes into consideration three primary systems that we must heal and use in order to bring all of us what we want into life. And those three systems are energy, belief, and manifestation. And we've had her actually on before, and we love her. And she is going on a trip to Peru and connecting with four different shamans there. That's coming up shortly. And doing a lot of energy work and soul retrieval. So we want to get into that topic. And I want to put out her contact information. Go on her site. It's R-O-B-B-A-T Center. Again, Robot Center, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Yeah. It's R-O-B-B-A-T Center, all one word, .com. So welcome, Marianne. And I should mention you have triplets. That's always amazing to me.
Thank you. Thanks. It's great to be back.
Yes. So for the listeners, let's explain what soul retrieval is.
Okay. Well, soul retrieval is part of a shamanistic process, and it's about really going back into people's life in this lifetime, sometimes in past lifetimes, but primarily in this lifetime, and looking for where they had events in their lives where they might not have had, where they might have perceived it as a trauma or a challenging situation, or they didn't have the ability to be who they wanted to be in life. And because they didn't have that ability to be who they wanted to be, even as little as two, that part of your soul eventually leaves you. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you an example. A random client might come in and say, you know, I am having such trouble with relationships. I can't seem to stay in a relationship. And I'll ask them all sorts of questions about current relationships, but then go back, track back, and say, well, what were relationships like in your family? What were they with your mom or your dad or your sisters or your brothers? And a lot of times what we find is that they had difficult times in relationships. Either they couldn't be expressed, they couldn't express their needs or their wants or their emotions in a way that really worked for them, or there was disconnects. You know, right. The dad or the mom wasn't really emotionally available for them. Mm-hmm. And what happens is over time, our kids are very smart and they're very energetically connected. And if that part of their themselves cannot make that connection, eventually it leaves. We call it that part of our soul that just goes away. So for this client, part of what went away was this ability to sustain relationships, because mm-hmm. she was in an environment that people were constantly coming and going. And there was a core family, but even the core family, the mom traveled, the dad traveled, some of the siblings were at boarding school. So there was never a solid foundation or connection in which she could trust that she could express herself and just be herself in that environment. Mm-hmm. So what would happen is, as she grew up, she learned to look at what other people wanted from her. And that's the face that she would put out to the world. That's what we call that chameleon energy, where you change your energy or change who you are based on who you are in conversation with or you're engaged with. Mm-hmm. And so the chameleon energy is one where we get so comfortable with it because it's very easy to read what people want from us. But what happens over time is that we start losing a sense of ourself because we're always putting what other people are wanting from us mm-hmm. first and foremost. And we get disconnected from, well, what do we want in this relationship? Or what do we want in this situation? And as we progress in life, the more we do it, and the less we know of ourselves. And so part of our soul might say, well, this is crazy. I'm not going to stay around here anymore and have all my needs be not met, even though I keep telling you what I want from a relationship. So I'm leaving. So that aspect of our soul will just leave us.
And now where does it leave?
Well, in the shamanistic world, there's an underworld. The idea is that there's a place where all souls go, all soul parts. It's not a full soul because otherwise you'd be dead. But a soul part or a soul aspect will go into this place. And they're watched over and protected. And what a soul retrieval is that a shaman will journey. Sometimes, mostly I try to journey with the client so they have the experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we journey to this place and we connect back with those soul parts and we bring them back and work on integrating them into their lives again. And there's the energetic integration, the soul part that knows what it needs and wants comes back in. And then there's the emotional and the mindful integration that needs to happen.
Right.
Because the person will need to change their behaviors, such as always giving themselves up or mm-hmm. always being the chameleon based on and living in a way where they base their whole life on what others want from them.
Right.
Because that soul part will just leave again.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're truly desiring to have relationships where there's an equal partnership or collaboration or that it works for both people, whether it's friendships or mother-daughter relationships or intimate relationships, it doesn't matter. It's just under this umbrella relationship. Then they will really need to learn about themselves and what their needs are again.
Mm-hmm.
And then get comfortable in expressing needs, expressing wants, expressing desires. And for most people that have given that up, that's a very scary place to come back to, which mm-hmm. is this idea of, oh, I have a right to express what I need or want or demand in this relationship for myself and for the other.
Right. Now, say that one is in a tumultuous life with all kinds of different scenarios that they experience, how many pieces of one's soul could actually leave?
You could lose many different aspects.
And still be connected to your soul.
Still be connected to the soul parts that are still residing in you.
Yeah.
But what you'll find is that there will be many aspects of your life that are not working for you because that soul part that was once a part of you is now gone, so there's an emptiness there.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, you might start longing for something. And whenever someone goes into a longing place is when I know, like, there's a part of the person's soul that wants to come back, because at some level they're trying to reconnect and they just can't.
Right. Well, with the shift and everything that's happening in this world and on the earth, I feel in the relationship world, all of us, from the time that we're born, we're searching for that love. We're searching for that completeness within. So how does that feed into, or how does that work with losing parts of your soul? Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I absolutely do. Well, it's interesting because you said a very important word, and you said searching for that love or searching for that relationship within. Most people begin, when we start losing our soul parts, those aspects of ourselves are gone, so we start looking external to ourselves. So I'm feeling like, oh, I can't get enough love, so I start looking in every relationship for love.
Right.
And because I'm so desiring love, that might skewer what those relationships are about.
Right.
So first and foremost, it's around getting clear on what are you looking outside for desperately?
Right, right.
And that's a really good indicator of what you've lost internally. Because if you're looking for it outside, it means that you're so desiring that, like, there's a part of you that needs to be filled in that way.
Right.
And you can't fill it for yourself.
Right. Right.
So that's a key indicator of what might be missing.
And from your experience, relationships, which I agree, I feel it starts with each of us. And if we're not truly loving ourselves as we are, we're not capable of attracting the love that we would like or that would be in conjunction with matching up with us. But when someone, say that someone doesn't have that love within, are there other aspects outside of relationships that you could give us an example?
Oh, sure.
Like in the business world or beyond?
Yeah, in the business world, it's like people that sort of, they go pretty far in their career and then they just stop. Like they can't seem to move beyond that career step or stage.
Right.
And a lot of times I see that, because I work with a lot of people in the business world, I see that around the director or the VP level. Like, people make it there and then they just can't make it to whatever that next stage is for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And typically there's a whole set of beliefs that they're carrying
right.
that don't allow them to make it to, or maybe they're carrying the set, or they've been told that's enough. Like, don't get any more greedy. You're successful enough. Like, this, I hate the word enough.
Right.
I always think, like, it's such a cop out. Like, that's enough. It means that there's a limit. And if we are in the universal energy and the light, we know that there are no limits. There's just a flow of abundance. So the word enough blocks us from that.
Yeah.
So I would think that somewhere in their lifetime, they were told something, and it could be as obvious as don't be too big, don't be too smart. You might get undue attention to you. People have all sorts of issues with attention, all with power. Like, in the higher levels, you're responsible for a lot more and you have a lot more influence. So they may not feel confident with the level of influence that they have on many different people. A lot of people experience it as the imposter, and they will come in and they'll say, I'm just waiting to be found out. I'm waiting to be found out, like, that I don't know what I'm supposed to know, or I'm not going to do the best job that I'm really looking forward to doing. So there is this imposter energy where they see whatever their role is in their business as being bigger or greater than they are. And that's a good indication that some aspect of their soul that would embrace that has left them. So it would be a great time to do a soul retrieval and get that. And it could be anything. It could be confidence. It could be capability. It could be their knowing that they have all this power and influence, and they would do good with it.
Right.
So there's many different things that they could go back and retrieve.
I'm sorry. How does money fit into that? Because sometimes if you look at it, going down this little path. You know, some people are driving to be successful, to be a VP or a CEO of a company, and they're looking at just the money piece. How much money can I make?
Yeah.
You know, how does money feed into belief systems where one may lose part of their soul because there's so much in the greedy, which is connected to the ego?
Right. Well, that's just it. They forget what their spiritual passion is about in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they are much more inclined to live in the outward norm of what success looks like,
mm-hmm.
rather than their inward norm of what success would be for them.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying that every successful person has done that, because clearly not. There are fabulously successful people,
sure,
that are aligned with their spiritual center and make tons of money.
Right. Hold that thought, Marianne. Okay. We need to take our first break. We'll be back in a moment. More with Marianne Robot and owner of the Robot Center in Arlington?
Lexington.
Lexington. We'll be back.
But the sun rose in your eyes.
Looking for someone special to love? Wondering why you haven't found the one? Tired of coming up empty? Why not seek a clearer path to love by connecting to a place of the divine love within? Be the truth of who you are. Become the love you want to attract. Allow Deborah to help prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship you so deserve. Clarity, joy, serenity, and amazing love. It all starts with you. Call Deborah Beauvais at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723. Again, 508-226-1723 or empoweredconnections at yahoo.com.
Rhode Island Natural Awakenings magazine is an indispensable personal resource for people seeking a healthy, natural, sustainable lifestyle. In our free monthly publication, you'll find practical, cutting-edge information on natural health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, creative expression, and more. Find Natural Awakenings wherever free magazines are typically found. You can read it online at rinaturalawakenings.com or call 401-709-2473 to find a location near you.
Hansa Schmansa. Hi, I'm Fran Drescher, a uterine cancer survivor. Sadly, it took me 2 years and 8 doctors to get a proper diagnosis. Did you know that 80% of all women with ovarian cancer find out in the late stages, and 70% of them will die? Early detection equals survival, but what we don't know is killing us. To this end, I have started the Cancer Schmancer movement, dedicated to ensuring that all women's cancers get diagnosed in stage 1, when they are most curable and truly can mean the difference between life and death. Too many women are being told they have cancer today when they should have been told yesterday. We need to galvanize, take control of your body. Lock elbows with me, Fran Drescher, and join cancerschmancer.org. That's cancer, S-C-H-M-A-N-C-E-R.org. That's cancerschmancer.org. United we stand.
For the love of romance, go shopping. Heavenly Double Dip Chocolate. Personalized luxurious robes and spa sets. All for your lover and, of course, anyone else. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com. Link on to Gifts for Lovers. Ask about our personalized gift baskets designed exclusively for you.
Come and answer the call for your soul's evolution and for the health and wellness of your mind and body. Experience Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayal, located in Rehoboth, Mass. Join other conscious individuals who live the healthy benefits of her Life Happens, Live in the Flow Bliss Life Yoga series. Call 508-252-WELL today and create the positive change you wish to feel within and without. For over 14 years, Karen Dayal has helped others create and live their own bliss life with her soulful yoga classes, workshops, events, retreats, celebrations, and now offers certified yoga teacher trainings. By visiting blisslifeyoga.com, you'll find out more about how you can begin your new journey and create and enjoy a mind and body you love to live in. Start today and let Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayal show you through experience the tools you need to meet and flow with the challenges and demands of daily living in our times. Remember, life happens. Live in the flow. Visit blisslifeyoga.com or call 508-252-WELL and start living your bliss life today.
The Discover You Holistic and Wellness Expo will unite the public and a broad range of businesses from the fields of holistic health and wellness, natural and organic foods, and eco-conscious green products. With seminars, demonstrations, and sampling opportunities, the Discover You Expo provides a wonderful opportunity for attendees and exhibitors to engage in the variety of ways in which they can bring balance to their body, mind, and spirit. The Expo is April 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Twin River Event Center in Lincoln, Rhode Island. For more information, contact Susan at 401-769-1325 extension 11 or info at discoveruexpo.com. Visit the website at discoveruexpo.com.
You searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're with Deborah Beauvais and the Love by Intuition show, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. We're right here on our flagship station, WBNW 1120 Boston. We're also simulcast with WESO as well as WPLM. And anyone that has a question, feel free to give us a call right here at 888-205-2263. Again, 888-205-2263. You can ask I or Mary Ann. We're talking about soul retrieval. And feel free, don't be shy to give us a call. And before we get back to Marianne, I wanted to mention to everyone to tune in on Friday, which is tomorrow, for Heal Yourself Talk Radio, 1 to 2. Host Rebecca Lynn White. She's an expert in what moves the human spirit, what works to fill your life with wellness spiritually and physically, all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Check out her site, healyourselftalk.com. All one word, healyourselftalk.com. And I wanted to mention that we have a new host coming up next Monday, 1 to 2. Her name is Sandy Almian, and her show will be A Journey to the Soul. She is a spirit medium, a hypnotherapist, and works with people with bereavement issues, or dealing with bereavement, should I say. So check her out, and I am going to spell her name. Her site is Sandy Almian, and it's ALEMIAN.com, SandyAlmian.com. So that's coming up this coming Monday, the 13th, 1 to 2. We also have Pavitra, and I'm going to see if I can pronounce this correctly, Pavitra Chiavadoni, who is a life coach that is starting in May, and her show will be called, or is called,
Pure Power Talk with Pavitra. And she works with women and children and is a life coach. And so anyone that wants to know more information and wants to receive a newsletter with all the hosts and their guests and anything that we're doing, Dream Visions, go on the Dream Vision site, which is Dream Visions, the number 7, radio.com, and sign up for the free newsletter. And it'll come every week and you can see all the guests and the hosts. So do that. So now, getting back to Mary Ann, if you've just joining us, Mary Ann Raba is a practicing shaman, Success Unlimited certified coach, a Center for Creative Leadership coach, whole brain specialist, and the author of Going Off the Deep End. She is the owner and founder of the Robot Center for the Advancement of Energy Healing. She runs healing schools, teaches people how to heal themselves and become healers. She also has a private healing practice helping individuals to release stored energy which blocks them from living the life they want. She performs soul retrievals, destiny tracking, intuitive readings, and balancing of a person's chakra system. To connect with Mary Ann, go on her site. It's the Robot Center. It's, you know, Robot, R-O-B-B-A-T, Center, all one word, .com. And again, do give us a call at 88205-2263. So one of the things, getting back to the soul retrieval, Marianne, I wanted to ask you, touched a tiny bit when you first started to speak about this topic, about past lives. So when you're working with someone as a shaman, do you go back to past lives on a regular basis? Or is it with, say, that someone isn't healing in the sense that you feel they should be at that level? Do you delve back into past lives?
It could be both. Back as a going to the past life because they cannot seem to bring something or release something in this lifetime. A cue for me around past life issues usually comes when the person says, I have no idea why this keeps happening in my life.
Okay.
And they can't track it back to any incidences or any experiences they have. That tees it up very quickly for me that maybe there's some past life energy being imposed into this lifetime that's really affecting how they're operating in this lifetime. So we'll then track back and we'll do some healings around it. The other is just recently I was working with somebody and they had dreams in which they dreamt these different very powerful dreams, these different lifetimes where different situations happened, where they were beheaded or burnt on the stake or something. And when we would talk about any instances in this lifetime where they felt persecuted or blamed for something that they didn't do or misrepresented. And if none of those issues come up for them, then it was pretty clear that it was a past life regression. We would do the past life regression work because that past life energy was flowing into this lifetime because something new was coming up for them.
Yes.
We were talking before the break about, money and greed and how that affects our spiritual. And that also can have some influence from past lives. You had asked me the question, you know, how do people, if people have money issues, what might go on for them as far as the soul retrieval? And I would say that they might have lost that soul aspect of themselves that says, I'm deserving to have a good and wealthy life. I'm deserving to have all the abundance I need, or I'm worthy of that.
Right.
And vice versa, for people that can accumulate a lot of finances, I would say that isn't one of their issues in this lifetime, but they might have some other different issues.
Right.
But where greed comes in, I like the term greed, because the term greed is very much, as you said, ego-based. It means that you're out of your spiritual flow. You're out of the purpose that you're here for, and you're doing it for all sorts of different reasons that are really based in our ego. And And that takes us out of our spiritual center when we only operate from ego.
Right. And it's really learning, once you're on your path, it's really learning about the ego and how it controls, you know, which are our thoughts that come up sometimes in warp speed, all the thoughts that are in our heads. But it's learning and being aware. Once you are aware, then when some of those ego thoughts come into play and kind of disrupt what your goal is on your path, at least you can say, okay, I know what's going on, and dismiss it and then go forward. Do you agree with that?
I do. Mm. I do. I also say another good indicator of knowing when you're in ego versus when you're in your spiritual energy is ego is all about either you're doing something right or wrong, or someone else is doing something right or wrong to you.
Right.
And so you're either the victim or you're the one victimizing somebody else. You know, not intentionally. It could be just by what your wants are victimizes somebody else. Mm. But this idea that when you are operating from right, wrong, good, bad, that's very egocentric.
Yeah, and good point.
Yeah, and when you're operating from this place of loving energy and just holding the space for yourself to be, do, or have what it is that you desire, that's when you're in your spiritual flow.
Right, right. And don't you feel that many people, many of us, aren't connected with our heart and our soul, so that's what happens. We're living through the ego 90% of the time until you become more aware of it.
I do.
And that's what happens with, and so that's a lot of times that's what happens in all our lives with the heavy stuff. And I wanted to say too that do you feel, or how do you feel about when you think of this, that we actually create from a higher level, we're creating some of the drama and the heaviness so that we are able to learn from it, and we either learn from it or we don't. And if we don't learn, it comes again in another form, but it's always the same lesson until we listen and open our eyes.
Exactly. I think I talked to you last time about the fact that I channel the spiritual entity called Sage, and Sage is this wonderful divine spiritual being that has so much love and passion for really helping humankind. And one of the things she says about that is that usually the universe gives you a little lesson,
right?
And if you miss the lesson, they'll give it to you again. And then if you miss that, they'll give it to you again. But then eventually they'll throw you they'll throw you out the window, because the lesson gets so big that you can't miss it after a while, because that's something that you need to work out or resolve during this lifetime.
Right. Do you think that there are a number of lessons that can be sent all at the same time?
Oh, yes.
You're like, okay, I know this is a lesson and this is a lesson, but there's something else I think too. And then you have to step back, look at it objectively through your heart, and then realize what all those lessons are. But sometimes that can be confusing.
Absolutely. Well, we're complex, right? We're complex human beings.
Right.
And so, of course, we are available to have many lessons coming at us at one time. And that's why I think coaching is so powerful, working with a spiritual mentor is so powerful, because it gives you the ability to work with someone that might see it from a different way or be able to hold it for you in a way that you can see it all. Because when someone's removed from the issue, they're not in the pain or the suffering, the drama of it.
Right.
So they have much clearer perspective. Mm. The other thing is, when you work with someone that's a healer, they tend to be very intuitive. And so they'll be working. I know I work with people and I'm getting messages very directly from their spirit saying, these are the things that are going on. So, and right. I'll start probing them, asking them questions about it, so that it could lead them to the discovery of, oh, this is what's up for me. Oh, this is what might need to shift or change for myself.
Right. Because there are times when there are many lessons that you're almost feeling like, you know, what are these people doing? You know, why are they hurting me, per se, when in fact it's all happening for the growth, and not only for my growth per se, but for the people's growth as well. So it's I find it also very interesting. But I wanted to, getting back to Sage, when you're doing your past life regression help, say that someone needs to go back, do you channel Sage to help you help the client?
I always work with her.
Oh, you do?
She is like my energetic buddy at this point.
Okay.
We've been together for about 12 years energetically. Mm-hmm. She's in the spiritual form, I'm in the physical form. And so not only do I run separate workshops and channeling sessions with her, but when I'm working with my clients, I call her and a couple of other amazing energetic healers that are in the spiritual domain that are quite happy to come and work with me or through me to help heal the person. So okay. Absolutely.
And how did you start with like going back to the first time that you connected with Sage? How did you know? Did you name her or did the come through?
The name came through.
Okay.
I knew nothing, Deborah, about channeling. Absolutely nothing. I didn't even know what the term was.
Yes.
I remember I worked in this business world. I wasn't in this new age world. And so we had just built a new house and I was out meditating in the yard and I was sitting with some friends and we went to meditate and I kept getting the message like we really needed to sit in a different spot. So we went over to that spot and we sat. And the moment I closed my eyes, something really different happened. I could feel like this energy trying to come through me. At first I got very nervous because I didn't know what it was. And then my friends, luckily, they were very intuitive, so they could see what was going on. And they just held the space for me to channel her.
Yes.
And channeling means she takes over my body and talks through me and says whatever her messages are.
Exactly. All right, we need to take our second break. We'll be back more with Marianne Robot, owner of the Robot Center. You can give us a call at 888-205-2263. Conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying naked on the floor. For the love of romance, go shopping. Heavenly Double Dip Chocolate. Personalized luxurious robes and spa sets. All for your lover and, of course, anyone else. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com. Link on to Gifts for Lovers. Ask about our personalized gift baskets designed exclusively for you.
Come and answer the call for your soul's evolution and for the health and wellness of your mind and body. Experience Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayal, located in Rehoboth, Mass. Join other conscious individuals who live the healthy benefits of her Life Happens, Live in the Flow Bliss Life Yoga series. Call 508-252-WELL today and create the positive change you wish to feel within and without. For over 14 years, Karen Dayal has helped others create and live their own bliss life with her soulful yoga classes, workshops, events, retreats, celebrations, and now offers certified yoga teacher trainings. By visiting blisslifeyoga.com, you'll find out more about how you can begin your new journey and create and enjoy a mind and body you love to live in. Start today and let Bliss Life Yoga with Karen Dayal show you through experience the tools you need to meet and flow with the challenges and demands of daily living in our times. Remember, life happens. Live in the flow. Visit blisslifeyoga.com or call 508-252-WELL and start living your bliss life today.
Rhode Island Natural Awakenings Magazine is an indispensable personal resource for people seeking a healthy, natural, sustainable lifestyle. In our free monthly publication, you'll find practical, cutting-edge information on natural health, nutrition, fitness, personal growth, green living, creative expression, and more. Find Natural Awakenings wherever free magazines are typically found. You can read it online at rinaturalawakenings.com or call 401-709-2473 to find a location near you.
The Discover You Holistic and Wellness Expo will unite the public and a broad range of businesses from the fields of holistic health and wellness, natural and organic foods, and eco-conscious green products. With seminars, demonstrations, and sampling opportunities, the Discover You Expo provides a wonderful opportunity for attendees and exhibitors to engage in the variety of ways in which they can bring balance to their body, mind, and spirit. The Expo is April 5th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Twin River Event Center in Lincoln, Rhode Island. For more information, contact Susan at 401-769-1325 extension 11 or info at discoveryouexpo.com. Visit the website at discoveryouexpo.com.
Mansa Schmansa. Hi, I'm Fran Drescher, a uterine cancer survivor. Sadly, it took me 2 years and 8 doctors to get a proper diagnosis. Did you know that 80% of all women with ovarian cancer find out in the late stages and 70% of them will die? Early detection equals survival, but what we don't know is killing us. To this end, I have started the Cancer Schmancer movement, dedicated to ensuring that all women's cancers get diagnosed in stage one, when they are most curable and truly can mean the difference between life and death. Too many women are being told they have cancer today when they should have been told yesterday. We need to galvanize. Take control of your body. Lock elbows with me, Fran Drescher, and join cancerschmancer.org. That's cancer, S-C-H-M-A-N-C-E-R.org. That's cancerschmancer.org. United we stand.
Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Do you find the dating scene challenging? Call Deborah Beauvais, relationship consultant and owner of Empowered Connections. Ask about our consultations packed with tips for successful outcomes. Empowerment for today's singles. For more info, call Deborah at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723 or www.lovebyintuition.com. Looking for someone special to love? Wondering why you haven't found the one? Tired of coming up empty? Why not seek a clearer path to love by connecting to a place of the divine love within? Be the truth of who you are. Become the love you want to attract. Allow Deborah to help prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship you so deserve. Clarity, joy, serenity, and amazing love. It all starts with you. Call Deborah Beauvais at Empowered Connections, 508-226-1723. Again, 508-226-1723 or empoweredconnections at yahoo.com.
To stay ahead of the game, is anybody famous? When everybody wants fame. Always trying to break you down, thinking that it'll raise another.
Welcome back, everyone. You're with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network, and that is one of my favorite artists, Prince. And I'm going to mix up my music. We've had the same music for a while. We're back with Marianne Robot, who owns and founder and owner of the Robot Center in Lexington, Massachusetts. And please do connect with her website and give her a call. She is, I feel, one of the very special ones. And you should go on her site. It's Robot Center, not the Robot Center, Robot Center as far as the website, and it's robbatcenter, all one word, .com. And do you have some workshops coming up shortly, or?
I do. I'm currently running 2 different Sage workshops and then heading to Peru. But when I come back from Peru, one of the avenues I've been moving more into is this transformational guru energy of the planet and of the earth. And my goal is to help massive people through transformational change. Yes. And what's so funny about that is that's what I used to do in corporate America. And now how I would do it is very differently.
Sure.
But what I am going to run in May and June are these group healing sessions mm-hmm. where people will come for three or four once a week healings as part of a group. I've piloted a couple of sessions and they've gone fabulous. And the power of group healing is that when we're all together in the group, it doesn't matter what your issue is or the person next to you, the energy comes in and heals in the way in which it needs to heal. And so my desire is to be able to make more of an impact out in the world. So mm-hmm. I'm, in addition to my one-on-one clients, trying to create space to see more people and have an impact in that way. And that's what I'm doing in May. So you'll see those workshops. And then over the summer, I'll have two spiritual retreats. And that's all around chakra cleansing and working with crystal bowls and opening intuition and connecting to your higher self and letting yourself get realigned and energized by who and what you are in the world. Right. And we do a lot of illusion work. Mm. And illusion work is the work that keeps us out of seeing ourselves as big and as beautiful as we are in the universe. And so what are the illusions that we carry around that keep us away from ourselves? Mm. So we'll work on breaking through some of that.
Right.
So, and those retreats will take place at Sunday River. I have a great ski condo up there that sleeps 10. And so the retreats by nature will be anywhere from 8 to 10 people because I like working with intimate groups. I think that mm-hmm. it gives everyone more time to process and reflect.
Sure.
So that's where they'll take place. And that will all be up on my website hopefully by next week. We were just writing up the new curricula for the spring and summer.
Right. Well, thank you for that. So everyone go on her site and get that information. So during the break, you had shared that Sage has some messages for myself.
Yes.
So
if you're interested in hearing them.
Yes, always. I would love to hear what she has to say.
Okay. So the first thing, so in this instance, she'll be giving me the messages and I'll be sharing them with you rather than my channeling her directly. But the first thing that she wants to say to you, Deborah, is that there's these explosions going on all over life.
Right.
There's explosions going on in the world, but also very much in your personal life. And they're on so many different levels. And the reason that they're all happening at once is that it's a big opportunity for you to make some major life-changing decisions. And these life-changing decisions, it doesn't mean that they're going to be easy. Some of them are going to be quite hard. But once you make the decision, oh my God, it's going to open up so much more of your energy and your passion and also your expression into the world. What I feel like right now, she's showing me like this milk bottle. You remember the old-fashioned glass bottles?
Right.
Like there's all the stuff that could bubble up, but the neck of the bottle was very narrow. So things are just kind of eking out. And it's really time to sort of almost like break the bottle so everything can flow.
Okay.
And what's getting in your way is fear. There's a lot of fear. Fear around disappointing others. Fear around if I make these moves, can I really do the work? Is this bigger than me? Am I up for it? Will I have the support that I need for it? And what she is saying to you is that that's ego. That's just all mind stuff. That
right.
The universe, when I look into your energy field, Deborah, I see you, but then I see like this flock of guides all behind you. You know how you see geese fly in a formation of eight?
Yes.
That's what I see. I see you, but I see this formation of spiritual guides right behind you. Like, so you have a lot of spiritual support to be able to walk in this world and do the work that you choose to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that when you move into that space of doing that work that you really want to do, your whole life lights up. Like I could see 1,000-watt bulbs. And they said that it has happened to you two times in your life where you really sort of broke apart everything
mm-hmm.
and almost had to resurface from the ashes. That's what I see. It's like
Right? Everything
sort of got burnt away. Everything that you knew, everything that you counted on, everything that you stood for, kind of all burnt away.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like the lily white baby that had to sort of come to the surface and say, okay, now who do I want to be?
Right.
And they said that there were two very distinct times. I see one in your, it's like teenage years. One in your teenage years, there was a knowing you had deep down somewhere that you were slightly different than everybody else, or that there was something that you had that you didn't see in others, but you didn't know what it was. And so sort of fear just kind of all shut that through.
Mm-hmm.
But that, I want to say mid-20s, maybe a little later than that, was the first like big, everything fell apart on you.
Mm-hmm.
And you were left figuring out, how do I move forward? And like what I see is a whole state of overwhelm. Like, how do I even move from this place?
Mm-hmm.
But then you did. And you were actually very, very, very successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I see it happening again in your early 40s. And what they're saying to you is that it's now. It's coming up now again. It's like everything as you know it is going to be sort of burnt away, and that a new way of being and showing up in the world is coming forward, and it's really, really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And you have two choices. You're either going to flow with it or you're going to fight against it.
Exactly.
And so one of the messages that Sage has for you is this idea about standing in the what ifs. What if I gave this away? What then can I allow to come in?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have such a balance on the what then, like it's so compelling that you can give the what if I gave this away up, that's when you're going to make your change. So she wants you to start creating a scorecard. And
yes.
On the one side is what thens. What are all the what then can I do? What then can I do? And she said the list is really long. You know, it's funny. She's showing me this. It's almost like a toilet paper list, you know, the toilet paper roll. And on each square, there's like all these things that you have. So you're a very creative personality. And you have incredible creative energy. But tapped with all that creativity is that you have a lot of spiritual support for your work in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And so this time, you know, I get the sense that the other two times it was painful going through the ashes, like a very deep wounding pain.
Right.
This time it's actually not going to be that painful. It's almost going to be an opportunity for you to breathe deeply again,
mm-hmm.
and an opportunity for you to feel your freedom and your flexibility again. And I see, like, one of your – do you have daughters? I
yes.
See, okay. One of your daughters keeps coming in. And I want to say she's the younger one. And she's she just has so much sort of love and spunk. Like, that's her energy. It's very spunky. Sort of after your own energy. And she kind of – she's been watching you for quite some time. She gets her cues a lot from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's something up also in her life. And I think she's sort of watching how you get through what you're going through now to take those lessons and apply it in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So what Sage is saying is that you can also, just by being who you are in this world, create new models for your children to hold themselves and how they want to be and who they want to be in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that out of this next sort of incarnation, because I really feel like it's a new incarnation of
right.
you in the world, you are going to start writing. I see books. I see, you know, it's interesting. I see like this television and there's an ad for you on the television to like go to some place and there you are. And you have a really big amphitheater full of people coming to listen to you. And I know just from a few times we talked for those few minutes that you do a lot of love and centered work. This is different. The work you'll do is actually moving away from that love-centered approach, not that it won't be, but that's not the topic of conversation anymore, that you're going to rise to this new way of being seen and heard in the world, where the topic of conversation really is, how do you stand in the love of yourself and, oh, isn't this fascinating? We talked about this a little bit at the beginning of the show, and the power of who you are in the world, and then you get to co-create something totally new. That's what your new work is going to be. It's about guiding and helping people to see themselves as the loving beings they are, but also as the powerful beings they are. And how do you marry the two of them in a way that feels very authentic for each person so that they can take that and really work and thrive and be in the world?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's being shown for you.
Yeah, it's very accurate, and with the different times that, as you had mentioned, rising above the ashes. I cannot believe we're on. time's goodbye. But I want to thank you for that. And I want to ask, and I know you have all can answer quickly. So does Sage feel to walk away from people that one may be helping in the family aspect?
What she's saying is that there's a huge anchor around your ankle. That's
yes.
the image she's giving you.
Yeah.
And it's draining all of your energy.
Right.
And it's time to let the anchor go.
Okay.
It's time.
Thank you so very much, Marianne.
You're welcome.
And everyone, I want to send out vibrations of love and peace within to everyone out there. Tune in next week, but check out robotcenter.com. Thank you so much. Au revoir.
Would you like to be a radio star? Now there's a show that allows holistic business owners to test the radio wave waters with ease. Host your own show on the Global Holistic Exchange. Send your message over the Greater Boston airwaves and internationally via the internet. For more information, contact Deborah Beauvais, Deborah@DreamVision7Radio.com, or call 508-226-1723. 508-226-1723. The Global Holistic Exchange is all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.